Yo, welcome to another episode of the Art of the Finish Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Rels, and I'm joined by the one and only
Doogie Franchise, D-O-O-G-I-F-R-A-N-C-H-I-S-E, with the real in my face to be ready to go, better with some hell with Rel and Dom.
And joined again by the Godfather himself, Mr. Evening Rush himself. Dom, what up, bro?
Yo, what's good, man?
Yo, chilling.
I ain't doing the whole rap thing, man. But
I wasn't doing it either.
I was definitely digging that.
I think me and Doogie gonna have to do the intro to the show. We might have to. That might be what we do, Doogie.
Oh, I dig it. Sounds like yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like we might have to do that. Don, was good though. How you?
You know, chilling, man. First day back to work. Had an amazing weekend with y'all. Yo, I don't know what else to say, man. Like, yo, we're living the life right now.
Yeah, facts. Before we get into the weekend that we had, which was Battle Club Pro, first, let's give a shout-out, or not even a shout-out, but let's just give a rest in peace to Jay Briscoe. You know, we didn't really talk about it last week because we didn't have a show last week, so I figured we'd just talk about it a little bit now. I didn't watch too many Briscoe matches growing up. I mean, I was actually at a Ring of Honor show for one of them, but it's amazing to see the outpour of support from the wrestlers. Like everybody, haven't heard one bad thing about him. Shout outs to Tony Khan. Shout outs to Warner Brothers Discovery for actually allowing Mark Briscoe to wrestle. Cause you know, that was a struggle before. I don't know how many people know about that, but there was a struggle to actually have the Briscoes on TV. So shout outs to Tony Khan for somehow pulling that one off. Anything you want to say about it, Doogie?
Yo, it's I always known of the Briscoes, and I've always loved their promos. I'll admit I've never seen an actual Briscoe match until like last night with Mark Briscoe versus Jay Lethal, but I always seen their promos. And their promos, I love them. Like all in the camera, some backwoods drink. Then talking about, yo, we them boys, and going off. And like, I remember when they were calling out FTR through like just like social media promos, and that was dope. That's my whole thing with them, is the way, like, even when they had their feud with Gorillas of Destiny,
mm-hmm.
I love the promos. I've never seen the match, which is I'm probably gonna end up watching tonight, but I've never seen the actual match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so watching Mark Briscoe fight Jay Lethal last night, I'll be honest with you, if you didn't shed at least a tear, you're not a real wrestling fan, man. Like it you knew it was gonna be emotional when Jay Lethal came out for his entrance and he was already crying.
Yeah,
like you just, and then like the little promo that Mark had after the match that he spoke to the camera. You know, and it was a nice gesture to have all the wrestlers come out and, you know, give them hugs and stuff like that. It was an emotional match. It was everything you thought it would be in terms of how you would probably feel as a wrestling fan of the loss of another wrestler. So, and like KD said, what up, KD? It was a very good match too. Hopefully, you get more Mark Briscoe on TV. I don't know what they're going to do with the tag team titles. That's kind of really not even the most important part right now. So shout out to Mark Briscoe for even wrestling. I don't know how he did it, but, you know, some people cope with things differently.
Bro.
Yeah. Give me a second, fellas. I'll be right back.
All right, go ahead. Yeah. But somehow, you know, people cope with things differently. So, it was a good match. Overall, Dynamite was pretty good last night, but that is really a moot point considering when you're talking about the main event. So, Don, what's going on? Oh, Don, let me ask you. You seen Raw this week, right?
Yeah.
What did you think of that whole trial Sammy thing?
To be honest, I wasn't impressed.
Really?
I did. Yeah, I wasn't. I did actually like, if I'm not mistaken, it was Jimmy stepping up.
Oh, Jay.
Jay stepping mm-hmm. up. I think he did a great job. You know what I mean? Showing the good Sammy did. But overall, I didn't like Roman. Just the way he was moving. It's like, okay, Heyman showed you this, Jay showed you this, and you're still
mad, right? Like,
yeah.
I think I gotta disagree with you on that one, CK. I'm sorry. All right, so I wasn't disappointed in the 30th Raw. Raw was good. Raw was good for the first 2 hours. The third hour was like, yo, it literally looked, it was like, we're gonna show you
because
how
remember they did an hour. What's going on, sis? They did an hour of no
commercial. Yeah, nah, but to me, the first 2 hours showed you how Triple H booked, and then it's like the last hour shows you how Vince McMahon booked. And it was just like, and then I think the confusing part for me is who's the face, Bobby Lashley or Brock Lesnar? I'm lost, like, because, yo, like, 1 minute is like Lashley's the good guy, but then Brock comes out and calls him to match, and the fans cheer for that. I'm lost. Like, I don't know who's the Doogie you eating, but it seems like you know the answer to this question.
Well, no, like, we talking about the main event from Raw?
Yeah, we were talking about Raw in general because we talked about the trial, too.
Oh, the trial was fire. The trial was fire.
I disagree.
Nah, I loved it. I was digging it.
The way Sami Zayn can make emotions out of his face off of just certain things makes you feel like that it's gonna suck when he gets his ass whipped, though.
Bro, that's theater. That is theater at its finest. And yo, the fact that it's Jey Uso that saves him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, woo.
And that was the only part that I did like.
What you didn't but like? So
I was
the part.
I was,
the only
no,
thing
I
is,
was disappointed in Roman because he was still mad.
Yo, nah. Okay, so where WWE to me left out some points. How did we get from Friday to Monday? Meaning, hey babe, how did we get from Friday to Monday? Meaning, on Friday it seemed like everybody was on the same page, everybody was cool, and then all of a sudden Monday it's like, yo, we have a problem. Like Heyman was just literally like, yo, we need to keep Sami on our side.
No,
Sami Zayn being a strong case, like OG.
Because no,
damn, no. The only difference.
They didn't
fill it in.
Now
and I swear
it was filled in. Everything was said because one in the if you watch and it's weird because with WWE you have to watch all day content. Like, you see them when they all coming out the truck and Uso's greeting everybody. Roman ignores him and plays him while he was dapping everybody up.
Yeah, but that was Monday.
No, that was Friday. Yes.
Right. That was Friday.
And then even when he called them in and had the whole chat with him, I'm like, yo, just go. Like, he's literally, like, annoyed. And then I get it. He's annoyed. It's, Heyman telling him, like, yo, we're going to need him. Do not take him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Roman, now for Don, the fact that she was upset Roman is mad is simple because Roman made a mistake in bringing in Sami Zayn.
Okay, so let me
Roman
ask you a question.
It's the whole, that's, I don't want to see him.
Yeah, but that's the question I was going to ask. That's the question I was going to ask Doogie. What is Roman really mad about? Is Roman mad because it seems like Sami is the crowd is gravitating to Sami?
Yes, you let him in the family. They're gravitating to him taking his spotlight.
That's what I was.
And then even so, like, yo, his whole manipulation of Jey Uso since the beginning is starting to crossfade with Sami because even before. When Roman would always trigger Jay so Jay would listen and do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to just take blame to Jay. Sami trying to be cool with Jay and Jay accepting Sami kind of puts Roman in a position where, like, I'm losing my hold on my right hand man. Mm-hmm. And he's been doing that throughout for months. And it's like, oh, if Jay didn't fully accept Sami like he did, Roman would be chill about it because Roman, like, he always knew, like, all right, we now got a bit of a scapegoat. We could always get Jay to do it. But now the fact that he got Jay on his side, you never know what else. Remember, Jimmy was always cool with Sammy. Now he got Jay. And Solo's first night was telling, yo, Jay, I'm going to have Sammy roll out with me.
But my thing is, if that's the case, then isn't it Roman's fault?
And that's like why he's mad. And that's exactly why he's mad. Because he knows it's his fault. He doesn't want to take accountability for some of his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, yo, this is all going to backfire on me. Because now, what if Sammy mess up and cost him a title?
What if Sammy? What if Sammy convinces the Usos that they don't need Roman?
Exactly. Like, yo, even if
right now on TV, it looks like battle lines are being drawn out.
Yo, it's crazy because they you don't see the battle lines. What you see is the battle, like the tension of battle. Because even Solo's
with Roman.
So no. But that's the thing. You can't even fully say it because of the fact that he was easily stopped.
That's true.
And the thing is,
Jay stopped him and he let it go.
And then, like, yo, there was something I owe it. Like, there's something you got to know this. If when someone does something, he jumps in and do it. The fact that Solo took his time, walked over, looked, put his hand on Sammy's shoulder and then loaded up the thumb ready to go. But was
do you think Solo stopped because Solo was waiting for hopefully maybe Sammy was gonna explain himself? Because remember, Sammy was just like, yo, I have no defense at this point. Sammy's just defeated. Cause Sammy's just like, yo, what else do I have to do to prove that I'm loyal here?
And that's the thing. And then like and think about it, like, yo, you didn't see a struggle, like our tribal chief said, or nothing. It was okay, and then once Jay proved it, because you gotta remember, like, Solo's like, what, first, second night, Sammy took a bullet for him,
yeah.
And then he's like, yo, you're right, this is my man's. And you gotta remember, most of Solo's like work when he started was with Sammy,
mm-hmm.
Sammy walking him out, coaching him, and all that stuff. Like, there was no struggle, there was no nothing, he just said. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Solo was like, thank God, I couldn't do it. Like,
all right, right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, but even that, like, yo, what did, when Sami Zayn and Jey Uso had a super argument in the middle of the ring and Roman was standing there, what was it Jey Uso said?
Oh, he don't give a damn what the tribal chief think.
And exactly, if the tribal chief says Solo take him out and Jay stops it, what does that mean?
He don't give a damn what the tribal chief thinks, because he could have simply just sat back and let everything just play itself out.
Yeah, and you don't think it gets worse the fact that now, yo, he just helped one of the Usos retain their titles by filling in. You don't think that's like a loyalty? That's like, yo, thank you, you kept me in the money.
So let me ask you a question. When they finally do beat Sammy down, is Jay going to feel bad about it, or is he going to dwell in it?
They're
going to beat Sammy. It's coming after the Rumble. Because when we get to the Rumble predictions, I'm going to tell you exactly how that championship match is going to go.
Yo, they're going to feel bad about it. I'm telling you, they're going to feel bad about it. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they lose one title, one of the tag team titles, and then just be like, yo, y'all got it. Because, like, let's be honest. Yo, Sammy held down the family, and, yo, Kevin Owens been the realest motherfucker out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can't even argue with that. Kevin Owens says, and I'm going to get him.
Let me ask you a question. Is WWE smart enough to write a story right now where they can sit here and say Sammy's been fiddling with the bloodline this whole time?
That he's been what?
That he's been playing the bloodline this whole time. I don't think so either. But what I'm saying is that if WWE wanted to take that route, they would you find it believable?
Yes.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because of Kevin Owens. Because before Elimination Chamber, some of the meetings, the live, the talks, like before when Sammy was originally all in, they just kept playing him. But then also the time after, before War Games, they was having meetings and it was still cool. And he's like, what are you doing here? Even the fact that, yo, last Friday, Sammy came out to the ring lights. He didn't hop in. He didn't jump in rushing like everyone else. He chilled. Mm-hmm. He was there. And then all it takes is a little smile and smirk to let it be like, which what Kevin did, and then got out.
Oh, and threw him, and he threw the contract at him.
Yeah. And then, yo, and the crazy thing is, that's what Paul Heyman was looking at. That's what Roman and everybody else was looking at. That's how Raw ended, with everybody looking at Sammy like, yo, what was that? What was that? That's it.
Yeah, because then the funny thing about it, then they were able to find a way to keep Kevin Owens away from the Bloodline this week on Raw. Which was kind of stupid, but I get why, because he's fighting Solo tomorrow.
And we don't even know.
That is going to be a great fight.
The sad part is that has to end with Solo losing. Or
it doesn't have to.
Yes, it does, because you can't have Solo beat him. You can't have Solo beat him tomorrow and then he still lose on Saturday to Roman.
No, what I'm looking at it. Yeah, they're going to jump him.
They jumping him.
Which is a disqualification, which then what happens? Makes the Bloodline look strong. So then now we'd have believed that. Come on, if we know WWE
that's
logic.
The point.
But if listen, we know WWE if, logic.
Listen, and that's what I was about to say. Sami Zayn is going to jump in.
If we know WWE logic, whoever has this, whoever stands tall right before the pay-per-view is the one who loses. So WWE puts themselves in a weird position right now. So if Kevin Owens beats Solo tomorrow, we'll be like, okay, we know for a fact Roman's winning on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
But if the Bloodline jumps KO tomorrow, which then means the Bloodline stands tall, then we're supposed to believe that now KO has a chance to win on Saturday.
You know,
KO's not winning Saturday.
I have to disagree because remember we thought
exactly.
We thought Elimination Chamber wasn't going to end the way it did, and everybody was. Didn't think Elimination Chamber was in the way it did.
War Games?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you also got to remember the Friday before the War Games, the Brawling Brutes stood tall, which all the reason why we knew that the Bloodline was going to win.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Like, so.
But we thought we also thought that they were going to turn on them at the game.
Do you know what movie's playing out in front of our eyes with this Bloodline story?
What movie?
The Departed. It's literally The Departed.
And how does it end?
Yo.
Let
me ask you a question. Just answer this. When Sammy gets the beatdown, because we all know it's going to happen, is it going to be the beatdown of all beatdowns? Like, is it going to be... It's not going to be bloody, because they don't do blood. But is it going to be bad? Like, we going to sit there and be like, damn... This was bad.
Yeah, and that's only gonna put Sammy over more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well,
is this gonna be worse than the Festival of Friendship?
But to put Sammy over more.
Yes. And I'm gonna tell you why. And it was pointed out, you notice Sammy's starting to use old Sammy moves, right?
Yeah, I'm peeping it too.
So like, yo, he about to make that super comeback.
It's crazy because the storyline that wasn't supposed to happen may have turned Sami Zayn into what Daniel Bryan was.
And that's it though. And then the problem and the thing is, like, yo, wrestlers is praising. You want to know what it is? This is how they want to show you how good Sammy is. Ready? Sammy is literally going from jackass wrestling match.
Yeah, it's true. So damn near maybe to a possible main event at WrestleMania if they play it right. That is true.
And then also look at the rebuild of the prize fighter Kevin Owens.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Do I feel like he needed another world title match to win? No. But would have been a perfect Rumble ending? Him and Sammy being the last two and going over the ropes at the same time.
Oh, hell yeah. And then you put a and then you put him in the Brett Luger situation, like with Yoko.
No, not even, not even. You put one in night one against Roman and one in night two.
Yeah, that's the same thing as Brett and Lex, but they did it in the same day.
They did it the same day.
That would have been perfect. That would have but they want to do
it. Well, I mean, we all know Cody is winning the Rumble. So
I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm going on a bold prediction. Cody's gonna be what Roman was when Daniel Bryan didn't win the Rumble. They're gonna totally risk the chance of Cody becoming a heel by fans' default because the fans want Sammy to end this bloodline thing.
Maybe we'll see.
I don't like Cody. I really could care less for Cody. I'll be honest, I could care less for Cody.
We both were on the same page with that.
And I feel like this, Cody's been gone, right? I feel like it's such a disrespect for Cody to come in and win the Rumble after all the work Sammy's been putting in, for Cody to get this WrestleMania match and not Sammy.
I'm gonna tell you, right now,
we all now know The Rock is out, so we ain't got even.
You know what? I don't even put that past anybody right now. I don't until that number 30 come out. I don't put it past nothing right now at this point. I'm not even ruling out The Rock being out yet. We could sit here and be like, yo, 29 wrestlers is in. We've seen all the 29 wrestlers. Yo, who's left? Oh shit, The Rock comes out. Oh shit, Austin comes out. Oh shit, Orton comes out. Like, I don't put it like that. I think this year number 30 is crucial.
I'm torn between number 30 and 25 because those are usually big surprises.
Yeah, and then but then number 27 usually always wins the Rumble. So you got to look at it like that.
Yeah, but so does 23 and 25.
You know what? Fuck it. We might as well do it now. We could talk about our Rumble predictions. Then we'll talk about our weekend because we're already on WWE.
Let's get it.
So we might as well. All right. So, okay. Let's talk about the important stuff because I don't really care about the undercards. I don't care about certain matches on the undercard. Let me rephrase that. When it comes to the whole Owens and Reigns match. This is how I feel like it's going to go down. Roman said he don't want to see Sammy till Saturday. My guess is that he wants Sammy to help him win. Sammy's going to do something stupid that almost costs Roman the match. Roman's still going to win, but I feel like he's going to almost cost him the match. And to be honest with you, I feel like Sammy's going to win the Rumble. I'm be honest with you. That's what I'm rooting for right now. He has to win the Rumble. He has the most momentum out of everybody to win the Rumble right now.
He do, but... Like I said, because the way they remember that they promised Cody a championship match, so they definitely gonna give him that
at WrestleMania. There's nothing you can even do right though now that's gonna make me.
But hold up, remember it was supposed to be where they were supposed to make it where the world title was supposed to be defended of the winner at the Rumble, and that didn't go down the way it's supposed to. Listen, so they keep switching the storyline regardless.
I just don't see myself being invested in Cody versus Roman the way I am with the possible Sammy versus Roman.
All right, because
I want to see Seth versus Roman.
I want to see more. And I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm all for Cody winning because you could do a whole family versus family thing. Because his whole entrance is just him to pick up his family.
I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm gonna say Goldust is gonna show up at the Rumble.
Next, I don't think he fully retired yet.
Exactly my point. He's gonna be in the Rumble.
He still has a contract with AEW.
I don't know. I haven't seen him on TV in a while. He says he's retiring this year. Tony Khan is nice when it comes to letting certain wrestlers out their contract. I feel
Seth Rollins is what's gonna make Cody heel because.
Yeah, because right now at this point he's a face.
Seth Rollins is too Teflon right now.
Yeah,
and if you didn't, and if there's any indication that Seth was a face and you wasn't sure, Monday Night proved it.
Oh, the audience proves it every week.
No, not even that. Just the fact that he came out to save DX, and he was actually giving crowds five, and he teamed with Street Profits. He's a baby face.
Yeah, like so.
I'm going to be honest with you, Katie. I don't really care for the Muda in the Rumble only because I feel like he's going to come in, do like three moves, maybe spit mist on somebody, and then get eliminated. Like, I don't. Legends like the Muda, I feel like that's a waste in the Rumble. That's a waste of a spot. He's not going to last no more than about 3 minutes in the Rumble.
Do you think Shinsuke Nakamura is going to come back in the Rumble?
I think he's a little too old.
Yeah. I mean, do anybody care if Shinsuke come back in the Rumble?
Son, they did my man Shinsuke dirty.
This is what I'm saying. Like, would you even care?
Yes. Because I actually like Shinsuke. Shinsuke is like a wrestling Vega from Street Fighter.
Shinsuke is going to take months for them to build. If you want to build Shinsuke up, I say wait till after Mania. Try to rebuild him after Mania. Don't do it now.
That's fair. That's what you... If, so,
who's your final life. Four in the Rumble?
Ooh, okay. Cody, Seth. If there's a Rock. If no Rock, I'm gonna go with Drew. And let's see. If he's in it, possibly Gunther. Or Braun.
Okay, so I'm gonna say Gunther, Seth, Cody, Sammy.
If Sammy's in it. Okay, KD says Cody.
If Brock's in it.
If Brock's in it.
But I'm going to be honest with you. Brock's not going to win it because if Brock's in it, Lashley's going to eliminate him. They're going to cancel each other out, so I don't even count
that.
Yeah.
Well, I would actually go with
And Omos is going to get the – Omos is going to be the Iron Man. When I say – let me rephrase that. Omos is going to be the ones that get the most eliminations. Okay. But then he's going to get thrown out by a bunch of wrestlers.
He's not.
Yes,
nah,
he is. He's gonna get the most eliminations.
No,
he's gonna get the most eliminations. Definitely.
Huh?
Against Braun?
No. I don't know, but I feel like Omos is gonna be the one to get the most eliminations this year. I'm not saying he's gonna break the record, but I'm saying he's gonna be the one that gets the most eliminations overall for the Rumble this year.
Yeah, against Braun this year? No. Because you gotta remember, Braun came back and he coming back for smoke. He gonna go crazy for the Royal Rumble.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Braun ain't gonna do nothing in the Rumble this year. I'm gonna be honest with you.
All right.
The Braun mystique is over too. I don't care about Braun either.
I don't care about Braun either.
I don't feel like because Omos was Omos in the Rumble last year.
Yeah.
So I feel like this year, yeah. So this year will be the year because WWE's desperately trying to do something with him. So that's why I feel like he's gonna be the one to get the most elimination. I'm gonna say he gets about 7 or 8 eliminations this year. I say Zack Ryder returns.
Edge returns.
I'm gonna tell you how Edge is gonna return because I could book this with my eyes closed. Go ahead. Judgment Day is gonna be in that ring. It's gonna be Judgment Day. It's probably gonna be Balor, maybe Dominic, and probably Priest. There's gonna be one baby face in the ring. He's gonna look like
Mysterio.
Yep, probably. And then Edge is gonna come out. Watch. And if I'm right, I'm gonna make sure
I definitely agree with that.
I'm a what?
I said if I'm right, I just want to be like yo. I just want y'all to be like yo. He was right. He called it.
Wasn't we going live for the Rumble?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a live stream. You want to join me?
Yeah, I'm going to.
All right, that sounds good. All right, so Rhea, Raquel, Becky, and Bailey. Rhea's gonna win, so it's gonna come down to Rhea and Raquel. Watch. But I don't really care about the women's match. Let's go back to the men's match. But
who do you think will win them?
It's so disrespectful.
Rhea's gonna win.
Rhea's definitely gonna win.
If the women's rumble is after the men's rumble, Rhea's gonna be in the men's rumble.
That I see. My thing is, okay, hear me out.
Beth Phoenix probably will come back at some point
to take out Rhea.
Yep.
Yeah. Now he's my little tidbit. It's somebody we haven't seen in a couple weeks.
That might be
going through it. It might be coming in for the smoke.
She might be coming, but if she come out, she's gonna come out with a whole different persona. Watch.
Yeah, and if you don't see, and I'll throw this out here right now. If you don't see Asuka at the Rumble, the next time you will see Asuka will be after WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah, and it should be a heel.
That's okay. I want
no,
that.
No, I get it. I'm okay with that too. But yeah, I get what you're saying because they will hold her off of TV for months.
I need Killer. I need Killer. I need Killer Asuka back. And I need Naomi to come back too.
Naomi should just go full heel and just go to Bloodline.
I mean, at this point, oh my God.
We don't even know if there's still going to be a Bloodline.
Yo, wait. No, wait. That's it. That's it. Hear me out. Hear me out. How do you kick out Sami Zayn?
He's bringing Naomi in?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Look. Think about the heat they got Bloodline's going to get. Think about the heat heel Naomi's going to get. Think about the sympathy Sami's going to get. What?
KD said the great Muda. I don't know why everybody's so fixated on this great Muda Royal Rumble. I'd rather see Jay White before I see the great Muda. Like, I don't understand why everybody cares about the great Muda. Logan Paul. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, whoever Logan Paul eliminates is going to be his WrestleMania match.
Seth Rollins?
Nah, that wouldn't
be. I got a surprise entrance in the Rumble. What is his name?
Hulk Hogan.
No, hell no. Pat McAfee will be a surprise in the Rumble.
Oh, can you imagine Pat McAfee versus Logan Paul at WrestleMania?
Actually, I ain't gonna front. That probably would be a banger. That probably would be a banger.
All right. I'm about to throw it out
here. Middle of the card on night one, that would probably be a banger.
I'm gonna throw it out here. Triple
threat.
That
would probably be the best match of the night.
Yeah, you probably might be right.
Triple threat. Pat McAfee, Logan Paul, and guess who the third person is?
For the newly inaugurated WWE Celebrities Championship, right?
The new 24-hour title.
Malave says, with all the tag teams and stables, WWE should make the men's Rumble match a 40-man and not 30.
I agree. Because I think with Triple H booking it, you could probably pull 40 off. That was the rumor at first, but then they decided not to go with it. But it would be interesting. My thing is, I hate returns in the Rumble because a lot of the returns don't really amount to nothing. Like, say, for example, like a Zach, like he's saying, a great Muda. Okay, that's great. You're going to get a pop. But if he's gone in 3 minutes, what was the whole point? You just took that spot from somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Booker T?
I hope not Booker T, but probably will be. I hope not. But, yeah.
Could
be Braun Breaker.
The Authors of Pain is actually coming back.
I heard the rumor that there was. I wasn't sure if it was for sure.
Yeah, I got the word on that one. They're supposed to be coming back. So,
they come back with Paul Ellering too.
They were terrible.
What?
The Authors of Pain were terrible.
What?
They were all right. I mean,
no, they
were beasts at NXT, but it came to the main roster and started being under.
All right, I agree with you. I agree with that.
Look who they paired them with though. We're supposed to take Authors of Pain series when they paired them with Rockstar Spud.
Oh yeah.
Yo. They were terrible. Yo. They ain't do nothing. And then they were just like, yo. No, man.
They were great tag team champions, bro.
Great. All right. I want you to tell me.
And I think they would have went further with the right push.
Vince I'm going to take a page. To do with them. I'm going to take a page out of Rel's book.
One of them got hurt.
I'm going to take a page out of Rel's book. Yo, name me 4 top dope Authors of Pain matches.
Funny thing is, I could give you 4. That's the crazy thing.
And I guarantee you, most of them has 3 letters in it.
I agree with you with that, Katie.
DIY. They had one with Sanity that was a banger. One with Red Dragon. And probably one with American Alpha. I'm probably missing, but I'm pretty sure they had one with American Alpha too.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Those you were how, bangers.
But they were bangers, but you notice how they were all NXT and not main roster matches.
Yo.
Yeah, definitely was NXT match.
Like, look, and
most
and
of their NXT matches was bangers.
KD says Zack Ryder's making a mistake coming back. If Zack Ryder thinks he's going to get the same type of push Cody is getting, then he's mistaken.
If Zack Ryder come back, he needs to start a faction with The Miz and Dolph Ziggler.
First of all, Zack Ryder comes back, you should not come back as Zack Ryder. You need to come back as Matt Cardona. I took you more serious as Cardona than I took you as Zack Ryder.
That's because he was out here killing it as Cardona.
This is what I'm saying. You can't you can't be the king of death matches, Zack Ryder. I'm not going to fall for that.
Oh, radio.
Yeah. And it's gonna get a pop. You know. That song is going to get a pop when it comes out. We know this already. But what happens after the Rumble is a different. If he comes in and only lasts about 10 minutes, then that don't mean nothing either.
Now, if he comes in and ends up as a final four, you got to sit there and be like, well, I'll be damn.
No, because then I still got to be what you're going to do with him after that.
I'll tell you exactly what they're going to do with him after that. They're going to put him against Gunther.
No, I'm going to tell you exactly what they're going to do. They're going to put him. That's going to be Austin Theory's next opponent.
That would be a better fit.
I have to see it.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. To me, Austin Theory still ain't get better. That's one of the things I definitely say.
It don't help when he's still fighting guys like Lashley and then he still needs help to win matches.
Yeah.
Like, he got F5 into a pin. Like, literally.
Nah, it's funny because my friend...
I don't care for Nick Aldis.
And I knew that was coming. I knew that was actually coming.
I never cared about Nick Aldis.
I care more about when he was Magnus than I do when he was Nick Aldis.
I never cared about him.
But Nick Aldis, that's really pushing for the... what you call it, comeback.
Nick Aldis was great if it was 2005 and Evolution was still around. But now it's not.
With Lashley and the rest of them. What was they?
The Hurt Business.
Yeah, the Hurt Business. So they're really trying to push that coming back.
Now, I'm going to say this, right? After what I seen Lesnar do to Lashley, right? If the Hurt Business came back together and they beat the shit out of Lashley, I wouldn't even be mad at it. Like, I would cheer for it. Because Lesnar don't know how to leave Lashley alone.
Nope. Can I get into this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tag me in.
You tag. Five count before the break. Go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you exactly why I would be happy if the Hurt Business jumped them. Every time, have you ever noticed every time we got a black champion, Brock Lesnar dethrones him?
Yep.
And it'd be so. I'd be like, no.
Yeah, no, Mark might be right. Mark might be right.
We got a caller.
We got a phone call. Oh snap! Oh.
Call from.
What's going on, bro? How you feeling?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Welcome to the Art of the Finish.
Welcome to the calling.
Hey, what's
going
on? Natsuo Nuru here. First time, long time. Something that my ex-girl used to say to me. Check me out.
Stupid.
I'm going to say some things. If I could, burn down the line. If I can, thank you. You guys have been great so far. Just burn down the line.
Late night flight. 30,
I just want to say that it was trash. I have two reasons why. First reason is because the best segment on Raw 30 was a SmackDown segment. Number two, highlighted no women that was during those 30 years of Raw. Listen, I understand that they had sister that through the Bella segment, Blaze. You understand that. But what about Marie? What about
the Bellas put them on blast,
what about
too.
Chris? What about Jacqueline? You know what I'm saying? You didn't throw none of them. Molly Holly. Like, those women highlighted Raw for 30 years. You ain't got to showcase them with the Braun panties match, but they had matches. They may not have been as good as what Charlotte and Sasha put together, but they did have people want to watch Sable. Like, come on. China, like, you got to put that out there. It's just my personal opinion. All right. Now, I heard y'all was talking about the Golden Globe. Okay, so I have four of both. So with the women, this is my four. But I got something for you guys. So realistically, I have Oscar, Rhea, Becky, Bailey. But I want to say something. Mm-hmm. Y'all talking about Rhea Ripley to win the Royal Rumble. This is where I'm going to disagree. And I think this is just my theory. You want to talk about WWE logic, Rhea? I was thinking about that when you talked about it. I was like, man, that's that's something that we don't need. We don't need people to be like, not you, but just like, the IWC really believe that. Like, it's AEW logic, WWE logic, WWE logic is used before. But I want to think about this for a second with you guys. Yo, if Rhea beat Asuka for the championship at WrestleMania two years ago in 2021, why can't, in my opinion, Naomi pop, her pop return, the way WWE like to book shit, why can't she win the Royal Rumble?
No, yo, I'm all for Naomi winning.
We would all want that.
No, right, but my problem with Naomi
is not worthy of just getting another belt at WrestleMania, in my opinion. I don't think it's that serious.
So Nassau, my only problem with the Naomi situation is that I feel like WWE would be petty and punish her for walking out on her because they can't get Sasha back. So that's my own. But at the same time, her saving grace is the fact that she's married to a member of the Bloodline whose cousin runs the whole damn company right now. So if Roman at this point say, yo, I want the belt on her at Mania, they're going to put the belt on her at Mania. But it depends on how much pull does he have when it comes to his family. You know what I'm saying? Is Roman the kind of guy who sits there and be like, yo, I want all my belts on my family? Or also, is he the kind of guy that just sits back and just be like, whatever the company wants?
But yo, let's be real. Naomi's mad money. So.
I
agree.
Sorry, somebody was talking about that.
No. He said Naomi's money. I agree 100%. But we all know Naomi is good.
The real point, I feel what you're saying, but this is where Triple H has to step up and be like, well, you know what? But you think that we're going to be petty on them. Let's show Sasha that the grass is always greener on the WWE side. Let's put that belt on Naomi. When Sasha, whatever she does doing her world tour, she can come back, take a few and Naomi for the belt.
Bro,
like, yo, let's be honest, I did this for you. I don't care about no Roman, y'all. You can say your husband, I care less. I did this for you.
We walked out
because of me. Don't even think about it. They talked about me the whole time. You was walking the catwalk with me. Don't even think it was just you, it was me.
They're going to put the belt on Naomi?
Can I say the four guys? And then I can
go ahead.
My four guys, y'all can say everything y'all want. Y'all got to say. You know what I'm saying? I like watching y'all. So, not like that. You know what I'm talking about. No, don't say thank you after I said that. That was weird. Don't do that. All right.
You like watching us? I didn't.
I'm making this my best of the job, man. Sammy, Seth, Gunther, Cody.
I ain't gonna lie, man.
See, this whole thing with Sammy, I get it, but y'all don't think that Cody and Roman Reigns would be, and I'm not saying that he should win, I'm just asking a question. Y'all don't think that it would be a better match than Sammy versus Roman Reigns?
Okay, so let me break that down to
you. I agree with you.
No, I'm Nassau, bro, I'm going to break that down to you in two different logics, okay? Cody and Roman is better box office for Los Angeles to the corporation, to the higher-ups. To us wrestling fans, Sammy and Roman is the match for WrestleMania. So it really comes down to what the office wants. And
say some wrestling fans. I really don't want to see Sammy.
And this is the prop, but this is the problem. You put Cody in the final four. Everybody has Cody and Sammy in the final four. The minute Sammy gets eliminated, the fans are going to hijack that Royal Rumble like they did when Daniel Bryan got. So at that point, they're not going to care who wins the match. Because their saving grace would be to have Sammy come in early, and something happens when he gets eliminated early. But if you have him in that final four and he don't win, you're gonna receive backlash from the fans because that's gonna mess everything up.
Well, don't forget there's still money in the bank, bro.
I get that. Now, you know what? I feel like WWE is in a really good position, like in them positions where you got like, oh my God, so my tan is out. But we got Steve Young though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like that right now because in my opinion, I personally would rather see Cody. Listen, at the end of the day, Cody did his part when he was in the, when he returned and he was in ring. And that feud that he had with Seth, it was on the level. It definitely wasn't better than MJF and CM Punk, but it was on the level.
It was better than MJF and CM Punk.
It was way better.
In my opinion. And I think he did a lot. I ain't gonna say enough, but he did a lot to show, hey, you know what? I could get that Mania storyline where I'm trying to get that belt that my daddy never got. You know, that my daddy never got the first. I see that. Now, with this storyline right here, and I'm just going by what these, I believe they call it the Dirt Sheets, whatever, they're saying that they want Sammy at the Elimination Chamber. Look, they say it's going to be in Montreal. I believe that's his hood. That would make sense. Let that be. Let's see if that
I
happens.
I agree with that.
No, I agree with that.
I don't know if it has to
but
be
he's still
going to
take
sorry,
the
like
L.
Yeah, and that's the problem. So once he takes that L, it's almost like that whole Bloodline storyline is over now. So now it's like he takes the L in the Elimination Chamber. Now it's over. What is Sammy? Sammy obviously Sammy goes with Kevin and they go with the Usos. But we even as fans now, at the point now, like, but even us as fans now don't even want that no more. We'd rather have Sammy and Roman. Like, that's where that, but that's as a fan, that's credit to WWE where they have taken us as fans to this storyline where we now were like, yo, we want Sammy versus Roman. I personally still want Jay versus Roman, but they're not going to give it to me, so I'll take Sammy instead.
Let me get that Jay versus Roman.
That's it's storyline. It's full
support. I'm going to ask you this question, and I'm going to get off the line. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to get off the line. Here goes my question. My only question is this. Let's say Sammy does go to WrestleMania. He beats, like, wins the Royal Rumble, goes to Mania, beats Roman. What you doing next? I'll see you in a second.
Okay, so I like how you did that. That was smooth how you did that. All right, so this is my thing, right? Logically, you would think this is what happens. Sammy beats Roman at WrestleMania, right? Roman takes some time off. If history goes the way it goes, then Jay would be the next one in champ, would be the next one in line.
Or
you let Jay fight him a couple months because you know WWE likes to drag feuds for months, and you have Roman come back and fight Sammy at WrestleMania at SummerSlam. Now it depends. Do you put the belt back on him? There's a few ways you can go because you can turn KO back heel because KO could be jealous of the fact Sammy did what he couldn't do. So you could have Jay take it. You could have Jay fight Sammy. You could have Jimmy fight Sammy. You could have Solo fight Sammy. Like there's ways you can go with it. But like my thing with Cody is like, where do you go from Cody? Obviously, Cody's challenge after that would be Seth. We know that. Like to me, the WWE, the championship has more challenges with Sammy as champion than it does with Cody as champion.
Okay.
Because now Sammy, I'm sorry to cut you off. One last thing. Now Sammy beats Roman. Sammy could fully destroy the Bloodline one by one and just crumble it all until another member comes out, which is another Bloodline member.
He's not going to destroy Solo. I'm sorry. I can't see that shit happen.
Oh, did you see when Jimmy got taken out at Raw 30?
No.
Okay, so did you see? Up. Okay, so if you okay, so there was a security guard that was holding.
Oh yeah, yeah, right? No. I seen that. Jimmy.
There was a security guard that was holding Jimmy that looked bigger than Jimmy, right? Mm. That's another fucking Uso. He's another family member.
Because
I have Samoan royalty thing on my IG, and that's another Uso coming up in the business. I'm like, yo, how many of these dudes do they breed?
So, yo, there's a bunch of them, bro.
Here's what I would do.
If
Sammy somehow gets a shot, beats Roman, right? Mm-hmm. You need Roman to go crazy.
Yeah.
You need Roman to go crazy, take it out on everybody and family. No one should feel safe around Roman. That Roman should be kicked off of television.
Like suspended, kind of? Like kayfabe suspension type thing?
Yes. And then you want to know when I would bring Roman back?
SummerSlam.
No. Money in the Bank.
I know you was going to say that, right? And win the Money in the Bank and just have that briefcase looming whenever he wants.
And then, yes. And then I would have him and like, and then I would have him like cash it in on Sammy. And then the way I would have him cash it in on Sammy is if Sammy's like having like, a not even like a title match, a basic ass match against somebody like, say, Gunther or something. where you know, yo, you got to fight. Like a match where he know he got to fight.
He got to fight his way out of it.
Or like, say, matter of fact,
solo.
But this is why I can't see him being like a universal champion. And I can't. Like, you're not. That's like Coffey's run to me. You know what I'm saying? That's why I cannot see Sammy at that level carrying the universal title.
Yeah, no. But guess what? This is how Kofi won the title, right? You see how Sammy got all his momentum right now? This is exactly how Kofi won. You'd be a fool. Like, to me, I hate that it's that WWE books like their WrestleMania so far in advance, because you miss out on an opportunity like this where you're getting somebody who's red hot, who might... You got another call?
Call from...
Funny people using the number.
Oh man, we all in tonight. I like this, yo, Mark. What up, man?
Finally, people using the number.
What's good, Mark?
So, love it. Where you at?
I'm listening. I'm actually on the road right now, but I'm listening to like the whole Cody thing, right? And I feel like this. We all know Cody was supposed to win Money in the Bank, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got injured. So it's pretty. This is pretty much why they probably don't let him win the Royal Rumble. But then when you look back at Money in the Bank, look at the people that won it. Theory wasn't in the match. He won it. Brock Lesnar wasn't in the match. He won it. Money in the Bank is kind of like losing the team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you agree with me.
But the whole Rumble thing, though, like you were saying, like, maybe Sammy should win it. But this whole Bloodline thing, I'm with everybody talking about Solo, Jay, Sammy. You know, this Jimmy is always in the background not saying nothing. Like, he might be the wild card and all of this.
Yeah,
he got
right.
injured. All of a sudden, Sammy defended his title for him. Something's going to come up with that.
You also got to look at Mark, too. You're right, because you just spoke something. Remember when Jimmy first came back, he even had a shirt that said, "I'm not your bitch." Like, he was, right. like, right. And they never explained. They never explained how all of a sudden, one week he was like, "Yo, I'm not on your side." And then the next week he was just like, "Yo, you're my tribal chief."
Facts.
Right.
That's true too.
And like he's the wild card in that.
That's true too. And then my thing too, if Roman loses the belt, do they all still listen to him? Like, is he still the head of the table? Because isn't the head of the table all dedicated to him just being a world champion and having the most power?
Nah, I think it's just because he's the one.
But okay, but why would I listen to you if you don't have any championships? You don't have any more power.
That's true, because if you think about it, they got a whole documentary that explains people who were like the top Samoan dogs of like that table, and you had to have a title and be the real breadwinner, and that was only two so far, Yoko and The Rock.
Mm-hmm. And we all know who's the bigger. I don't care what nobody says. We all know who's the real head of the table.
We definitely agree. We
Yo, I'm gonna be real with you, yo.
Mark made a good point, though. I didn't even think about Jimmy.
Yeah, because, yo, Mark, you still there?
Yeah.
Because, like, Like, what if he was trying to lose the titles?
Word, right?
What if Jimmy was trying to lose the title? Oh!
We might be reading too much into this, but you might be right.
Nah, because, like, yo, nah, hit me out. I'm trying to think back. Yo, remember when... what you call it? Sammy was supposed to become a made man, and it was, and then Jay's like, "Yo, we good, everything good," and then it was Jimmy who go to Roman, like, "Yo, you really thinking about making?"
Oh,
this
that's right, because Jimmy did say, like, "Yo, you know what? Like, he's my dog, but like at the end of the day, if we gotta beat him down, we gonna beat him down." I remember that because I remember scratching my head like, yo, he was his biggest supporter. He's like,
I'm saying,
like, yo, we gotta beat him down. Like,
if we gotta get him, I'm gonna get him, because he's like, I care most of it. But yo, what if?
But you know what? That was so lost that now if he does beat the crap out of Sammy, now it's gonna hurt even more because fans forgot about that part.
But here's the thing though. You see, and this is why I like the trials so much, because they brought up stuff you don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
I think it fits.
And then, who was it that actually called Solo? It could have been Jimmy.
Oh, that's true, because it was never.
And then I remember, too, Jimmy was defending Sammy at first, and he just fell back afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
He fell back. Yeah. He was defending him. When Jay didn't like him, Jimmy was defending him. And now he can sit back and laugh and watch everything.
Yeah, because I do realize that Jimmy is extremely quiet. He really ever never speaks anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, if WWE writers are that smart that they like that every Uso or every bless you that every member of the bloodline has like their own little intricate part to the story that we totally just forgot all about Jimmy. Bless you again, because he about to sneeze again. That we just forgot all about Jimmy. Then yeah, that's a plot twist. Like.
See,
I didn't even think about that.
It doesn't have to be WWE. It has to be Triple H.
Yeah. Man, listen, we all could look at it like at the end of the day, the Usos could have been setting up Roman this whole time.
But, yo, that's the thing, yo. That could be the thing. That could be the thing.
Because remember, at the end of the day, the Usos and Solo are the brothers, not Roman.
Exactly. And so is Solo. And then you got to remember, yo.
I'll be honest with you. Solo's so different that I tend to forget that he's the Usos' brother.
Because he's super big.
No, it's just that he just holds his own personality.
Yeah.
You remember the I Quit match with, who was it, Roman and Jimmy? Roman and Jay. And Jay, made them throw the towel in.
I was just about to get into that.
It's coming out somewhere like that. Yeah.
I was just about to get into that. And then, yo, you got to remember, what was the last, before Jay fully joined the bloodline, the guy in line, what was his last words to Roman?
I hate you. He's like, I hate you. His exact words was, I hate you.
Yo.
Yeah, like you said, but it's WWE. So anything between tonight, tomorrow, or Saturday, they can change anything at any given second. They're gonna throw a swerve in on Saturday and a couple little matches. They're gonna make a swerve in there.
The bloodline. I can see the bloodline. I can see Sammy winning the Rumble by accident. Because Sammy's that kind of wrestler that will win the Rumble by accident.
Remember, his biggest thing is the whole let me get out the ring, let everybody wrestle, and then come back after.
I'm going to tell you right now, if Sammy and Solo are in the Rumble together, Sammy's eliminating Solo by accident.
So, I thought about it like this, right? You know, they blame Sammy for, like, almost losing that. You see how you blame Sammy for losing that tag match against Cena, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if they do it where somehow Sammy was interjected into the Universal title match, and let's say Jay just got angry at him, and Jay caused, like, Sammy to somehow win the match. You know, now Sammy could probably say he only took advantage, he won the match to keep the belt inside the bloodline, and then after the beatdown comes in, like, afterwards, you know what I mean? It's got to be, like, something like that. That's the way I look at that.
Hey, Mark, as wrestling fans, we all know there's no such thing as keeping the belt within the family when there's a clear leader.
They tried
that with Sting and the Horseman. That didn't work. That does not work. Yo, but the funny thing is always they tried that with Evolution. Yep. They always say the top heel always goes, yo, it's no problem, yo, as long as the belt's in the family until the other guy wins the belt and then he gets jumped out the group. That's an interesting plot twist, though. I didn't even think about Jimmy. This whole time we talk about Jay and Roman and Solo and Sammy, yeah. Nobody even mentioned Jimmy.
What if that's the point? That's the conspiracy theory.
I'm telling you, if they turn on Roman, they could go full circle and be like, yo, they can really pull history back 2 years ago and be like, yo, we joined because we were setting up Roman this whole time. The minute he loses the belt was the minute we're going to take off. And the funny thing is, the weird thing is, you can have the Usos jump Roman, and guess what happened? Roman ends up becoming a babyface again. That's the sad part.
Yeah, but Roman already said he doesn't want to be a face.
I don't want him to be a baby face. Solo sacrificing himself at the Rumble. I could picture that too. Mm. Yo, Mark, man, thanks for calling in. We appreciate that.
All right, no problem. Thanks.
All right, bro.
All right.
Yo.
I'm being honest.
We spent the whole hour talking about the Rumble.
I did not know The phone number actually worked.
Yo, I did because my other show it called. Nah, the phone number worked because it on my other show they called like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that call, dog?
Yeah.
But ever since then, I've never heard the phone ring again.
Either, I don't know. So I like, know yo, my the phone been blazing on my show the last couple of weeks.
I mean, that's the hottest show in New York City. What can I say?
You know, call in live. Speak your piece.
Yo, but
KD,
yeah,
where you at?
I know you're going to be at the bar on Saturday. I know KD's going to be at his bar on Saturday. And so will probably be with you too, right?
I don't know.
But if he's not... Nassau, Mark, I'm letting y'all know I'm live streaming on Saturday. So, yo, we going to do it on the network, Don?
We can. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, so we're going to live stream so that people could call in.
Yeah, because somebody
we're
going to
make this phone ring. We're going to make this phone ring on Saturday. Fuck that.
Yeah.
So, we could call in. Y'all could call in. Yo, y'all could talk about it. Even if y'all want to join the podcast, jump in. Y'all could jump in. And we'll definitely, we're going to put y'all on the show. Simple as that. I'll put it out more probably tomorrow. Let everybody know we're gonna live stream, and we're gonna have fun Saturday. We didn't even get to talk about our last Saturday. So real quick, for the next 5 minutes, just to talk about Saturday. This Saturday that just passed, we just went to Battle Pro in Brooklyn. Shout outs to them. Shout outs to Janelle. Shout outs to Sir Mr. Wilkins, Black. the new Hill stable of Wilkins and Black. Shout out Simon for him and Wilkins wrestling. That was a good match. Shout out to the new champions. Shout out to the old champions.
Shout out to my boo Trisha Dora who followed me on IG. Shout out for me telling her I love you. She said I love you back. Shout out to the box of cereal. Shout out to the giant box of cereal
that you gave the little man.
Oh, facts. Oh, yeah. I actually reached out to the new tag team champions about getting on the show. So he said he's gonna get back to me. So I'm trying to see if we could pull that together.
Bet. Shout out to Tipsy Geeks for the drinks.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah, yeah,
had absolutely.
Had me hit on three.
Oh, you was good. I had me on one. So
it had me.
Yeah,
three.
I was all right with one.
Yeah, that's why I had you drop me at the store, son. We had to get Gatorades and sandwiches in the crib. Yeah, like, yo.
Go. But that was definitely a fun. That was definitely a fun show. They had a lot. They had a big crowd. Oh, shout out to my guy Elijah Eden and his partners too. Shout out to them definitely. From top to bottom. I ain't gonna front. It was a great independent
pizza.
Show.
Yo,
yes, cool yes.
Shout out to him.
I'm gonna reach out to him, see if I can get him on the show too, because that was a cool thing. I like the interest he had his students with him. That was cool.
And the crazy thing is, after that, my son told me that was his teacher when he was at the restaurant.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He sent me a picture and everything.
Wow.
I was like, wow.
That's awesome, man.
Yes. Wrestling reaches the youth, man.
Yeah. Definitely. I was definitely proud of that moment, man. And I'm telling both of y'all, thank you again, man. For inviting me to these events. Like, I'm enjoying the hell out of myself.
Hell yeah.
Definitely. So, we enjoy each other, man. Come on, that's fun. That's just what
I'm about to put y'all both on the spot right now.
What's up?
I'm about to put y'all both on the spot. 2023 coming soon. Juneteenth weekend.
Let's talk about that sponsorship. Let's do it. Because I know that's what you were talking about.
Yes. Let's get it.
I heard about that, Mark. Yeah, they're going to be debuting. I got that channel too. MLW will be on Reels on the if you have that cable channel, it's gonna be on Reels. They got a TV deal.
Oh, and they got a show coming up. We out.
Yeah, February 4th. So that's at the old ECW arena.
Yo, when's the one in New York City?
April, if I'm not mistaken. KD, we'll pull up to the Elimination Chamber one.
Yeah, definitely. I don't have a problem pulling up, bro.
Yeah, we'll pull up to Elimination Chamber.
I'm gonna be there for that. Nah, I'm gonna have to get my universal title. But like, KD, you want a shot at the champ?
shout out to everybody who was there Saturday. That show was live from beginning to end. Shout out to the dude next to us that slid the manager the money.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, I was still pissed off about that shit. Them two big dudes is gonna win NAMM titles.
Yo, Mark, hit me up. I want to go to that show. That MLW show. I definitely want to go to that show. Matter of fact, KD. I don't want to do Revolution because I like my mom likes AEW shows, so I don't want to leave her not watching it. So I'm probably pulling up to WrestleMania 30. Okay, WrestleMania 39. I'll come out to one of the nights, either the Saturday, probably most likely to be the Saturday night one, but I'll come out to the Saturday night one. But yeah, shout out to Battle Club Pro, shout out to everybody. I'm trying to get them on the show too one of these days. But yeah, definitely. Yo, Mark, tune in Saturday. Me and Don gonna be live streaming the Royal Rumble. So it's just gonna be our reactions because you can't really play it. But you know, we're gonna be watching it, we're gonna be talking trash. I'm gonna make sure I get my alcoholic beverages.
I'm gonna try to call in. Fun.
Call in or leave a comment. I'll send you the link anyway, so you come with either or.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to call. I'm gonna see if I can get people to actually like pop in via my phone, like, yo, what you think?
KD, I'm gonna send you the number too. I want you to call in too and let me know how it is down there too. Or even I send you the link too. You could actually even do like a live thing down there with the crowd, just give people a, you know, a feel of what y'all do down there. So
yeah,
but yeah, we're definitely we're gonna live stream, we're gonna have fun. Make sure I get my beverages, make sure I get my drinks, my juices, my waters. Me and Don gonna have fun. We might be intoxicated during the show, we might not, who knows? But we're gonna have fun though. So
Malave said he gonna
rumble. You can't go wrong.
You can't. Might have to take a shot. Might take a shot for like which wrestler, you know, might be coming out, whatever the case may be. So
listen, you already know I got a big bottle of Henny over here. Man. I ain't worried about.
I can't drink that no more.
Henny, the only time you're supposed to be drinking Henny is if you know you got like 5 minutes to get ready for a fight.
I got Henny and I got Blue Sapphire, Bombay Sapphire. Those are the only two I got in the crib right now. Mm. You know I ain't taking no shots with no Bombay Sapphire, bro.
Oh, no, absolutely. I got you. We're gonna have fun, though. We're going to party Saturday night. We're going to have fun, definitely. So we'll probably come on. I think the Rumble's at 7. So maybe me and John will probably come on like 6:30, do a little pre-show, whatever, and just get to work from there. So, All right. So everybody have a good night. We out. I'll see you guys Monday. See you guys Monday for the Rose Relaxation Hour podcast. Shout out to the show off season. Shout out to Late Night Flight Podcast. Shout out to Evening Rush Networks. Go get that app. Make sure you like and subscribe this. Make sure you shout out. Make sure you go watch Rush Wednesdays. Make sure you check out Dawn tomorrow night on Sex, Love, and Alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're moving right now. Make sure you guys.
Long week.
Plug it in. Plug it in, Doogie. Your event. Plug it in. Go ahead.
Got an event February 25th at Lava Ground. It starts at 9. Doors open at 9. You got a RSVP to get in. Or probably know me. But mostly RSVP to get in. It's going to be dope. It's going to be fire. DJ T Storm will be DJing. T Storm from the block. Yo, I'm going to try to put out more information on it by next week. This week, I'll send out more details this week so they can put it out. And I will hope to see people there. Y'all, Don,
you tag me so I can put it on the network.
I got you.
February 11th, Party Life, Evening Rush Label.
Yeah.
Me, Don, Blacko, Nequasia, single release party. Make sure you guys come out, hang out with us. Valentine's is a Saturday before Valentine's. You got your lady, bring it out. If you want to come by yourself and maybe find yourself somebody out there, because there probably will be out there, make sure you come out.
February 11th? That's a Saturday? Yeah. It's in Brooklyn?
Yes, sir.
And if you're an Aquarius, you're letting an Aquarius free with ID only.
Oh, for real?
But you got to hit me up.
Okay, I got you, because I know a couple of Aquariuses, so.
Yeah.
You know, and if you want to come, you know, you let me or John know, you know, give us some money for the tickets. If not, you can go to Eventbrite, 20 advanced tickets, 30 at the door. So definitely come out, support Nequasia's song. She's going to be singing. She's going to be rocking her house. So we're going to be there. So definitely come take a picture with the label mates, man. So with that being said, everybody have a good night. We'll see you guys on Saturday for the Royal Rumble. Peace out.
Peace.
Peace.